Trump, foreign leaders want Biden to win so they can rip off America. By Tony Lee on May 8, 2019. President Donald Trump on Wednesday evening mocked former Vice President Joe Biden, saying that foreign leaders presumably want him to win the 2020 presidential election so they can rip America off. At a Panama City Beach, Florida, campaign rally, Trump, referring to the candidate he has dubbed Sleepy Joe, said that he heard a sleepy person running for president bragging about all of the foreign leaders who want him to be president. America is winning again, and America is being respected again, Trump told the raucous crowd. In fact, one of the Democrats today said that sleepy person, said that he heard from a lot of foreign leaders, and they want him to be president. Trump continued, of course they do. So they could continue to rip off the United States. Of course. I think if I heard that, I'd never vote for him. Biden recently boasted that unnamed world leaders were calling him and begging him to run for president. I get calls from people all over the world. World leaders are calling me, and they're almost begging me to do this. To save the country, save the world, Biden recently said. Earlier in the day, Trump tweeted that Chinese officials were pulling back and playing games on trade because they are hoping to negotiate with a weak Democrat like Biden to take advantage of America. Biden came under fire recently for downplaying the China threat after a spotlight was again put on his son Hunter's relationships with Chinese entities. At a recent campaign event, Biden said, "China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't figure out how they are going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, you know, they're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us." The former vice president was reportedly hesitant about entering the 2020 presidential race because he was uneasy about the inevitable attacks on his son and his various shady business entanglements with foreign governments and interests. As Breitbart News has extensively documented, Hunter Biden was the subject of Breitbart News editor-at-large Peter Schweizer's blockbuster book, Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. In Secret Empires, Schweizer documented the new corruption associated with the Bidens, revealing that in 2013 Hunter Biden's firm signed a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China just 10 days after Joe and Hunter Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two. Biden, though, has been more outspoken about winning the White House for the rest of the world. At a Tuesday evening event in Nevada, Biden reportedly said that 4 more years of Trump would cause fundamental systemic change in this country and warned that even NATO will no longer exist. Our alliances will crumble. Not a joke. There will be no NATO after 8 years, Biden reportedly said. You cannot stand on the world stage and embrace autocrats and dictators, take their word publicly, publicly like with Putin, over our entire intelligence community. Biden then reportedly added that the rest of the world needs us badly to defeat Trump.